Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So excited about our program today. I've got just a great, great show lined up for you. Hang on a minute because I think that my system has decided once again to mess with my... Oh, yeah, there we go. We're off just slightly, Mr. Producer. I'm sorry, that's on my end. All right, there we go. I think we should be good now. All right, so here's the deal. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, David Wormser is going to be with us, former advisor to Dick Cheney. He is also the Center for Security Policy's director of the Project on Global Anti-Semitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship. He is incredible. He's like an encyclopedia when it comes to the Middle East and foreign relations. And so we're going to get an update from him. There's some serious stuff that you should be paying attention to. And I want to direct you also to my blog, a new post that I just put out by Chris Wright. Wokeism is not the problem. We'll talk to you about a lot of those things coming up. And also an appointment by President Biden. I hate saying that. Anyway, by Biden, the guy, the senile guy in the White House. Anyway, he has made an appointment regarding religious advisors and individuals are going to be over that. And this guy is connected to Muslim Brotherhood. And if you've listened for any period of time, you know how dangerous they are. All right. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas is with us. He's going to walk us through the process that could come into play relative to multiple states now that are doing audits. And what happens if they decide that those audits are significant enough for the legislatures to start calling back electors? Where are we at with all that? We'll get a true constitutional opinion on that coming up by our attorney, David Shostokas. Bottom of this hour, Black National Anthem to be played in the NFL to begin every game. I thought sports were meant to unite us. I didn't know they were about dividing us. We'll talk to Martin Baker from Project 21 Black Leadership Network on their thoughts regarding this continued effort to divide us by race. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all children of one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Skin pigmentation doesn't change parenthood any more so than some kind of cosmetic operation can change your gender. Just saying. All right, let's get to the crazy fake news. Dan Gaynor joins us, Media Research Center and Newsbusters VP of Business, Tech, and Culture. Dan Gaynor.
Well, thank you for that. It's certainly an interesting week with the governor of New York caught in a crisis that not only did the media kind of cover up, but they actually facilitated. Governor Cuomo, the story came out yesterday. The Attorney General released a report of 170 pages or so saying, yes, he sexually harassed at least 11 employees. That's not one case of misunderstanding, although that's sort of the way he tried to represent. It's like, oh, it's just misunderstanding. It's just how I am. No, it's really not. And so, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's been fire there for a while. And the media did everything they could to cover it up. So if you remember last year, this all started to come out last year. There were two big storylines for Cuomo. The media used one to disguise the other and then buried the one. And so it came out last year, of course, that Cuomo had ordered COVID patients. COVID positive patients into nursing homes. They said you must take care of them, and the nursing homes weren't prepared in New York. Thousands of seniors died. I think the AP estimates something like 15,000 seniors died in New York nursing homes. The only reason that got any attention at all is because Fox weather woman Janice Dean, and she just continued to keep at it because she lost her, I think it's her in-laws. Mm-hmm. And she's continued to be a thorn in his side. Well, then it came out, of course, the sex harassment allegations. And that came out, and the media suppressed both last year because they had Andrew Cuomo waiting in the wings because there wasn't a person in Washington who thought that Joe Biden could make it across the finish line. So they had him warming up. Now, can you take the baton from him and get in the race and go and finish it. The way the Democratic Party handles their primary leading up to the convention, if somebody drops out, well, then the person next in line takes it. But after the convention, once Biden made it to convention, then it's different. It's all decided by a few hundred party operatives, and they could have picked whoever they wanted, namely Andrew Cuomo. This is made even worse because, of course, his brother is Chris Cuomo, who runs a TV show on CNN and who had him on repeatedly last year doing propaganda for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
fun,
you know,
time.
Well, and you stop and think about, how many times have just allegations alone ended politicians' careers, right? I think about, what's his name, Babbitt? Back in the day,
yep.
Allegations. Well, done.
Just look at the Kavanaugh stuff that,
sure.
That, oddly enough, Andrew Cuomo has commented on before, and all this. They never proved anything about Kavanaugh, and if it had been any president other than Donald Trump,
right,
Kavanaugh would have had his, his nomination pulled. Just simply because of allegations. Meanwhile, Cuomo, at this point, literally almost everybody's called for him to resign. I mean, publications, the president, the congressional delegation of New York, nearby governors. But here's the deal. We all know it's a fast news cycle. During the Trump era, I nicknamed the news cycle the news psycho because it moves so fast. And if you're Cuomo, maybe you wait it out. Maybe you just say, hey, there's going to be news, coming down the pike to distract people. Early this year, despite all this, controversy and all this storm and drong about him harassing people, ABC, CBS, and NBC dropped the story for 3 whole months. Not a word about it. So if he's just playing the game, he's playing the Ralph Northam game. For people who don't remember, he's the governor of Virginia who was caught having been in blackface and possibly in a KKK outfit, and the media dropped the story. Why? Yeah. Because he's on their team.
Well, it's again, it's more evidence and more proof that there is a definitive double standard. I wonder now, as you're mentioning about things that, you know, might have come up to try to, I don't know, change the narrative. What about New York City? You've got to prove now that you're vaccinated or you can't get into restaurants or gyms in the city of New York. You know, I understand individuals that decide that they want to receive the vaccine. But by the same token, you know, there are those of us who believe that based on information, we've read the information, we've looked at the documentation, we've listened to their informed consent pitch, and we've made an educated decision that we're going to reject being what appears to be a lab experiment. But now we're labeled as fear people. We're afraid. We're scared. But common sense.
Well, you saw yesterday the drummer for the band Offspring. I think I've got this right. He's got his own medical issues where his own doctor. Now we're not talking about, you know, his opinion or read something on the internet. We were talking about his own doctor says, because of your medical issues, you should not get the vaccine. Yet he was forced out of his job. He's been with the band more than a decade, forced out of his job because of that. So this is what, you see this a lot on in the news media. Now, you and I are great. We're a great comparison because I chose to get the vaccine. In particular, it gave me better access to my father, who's in long-term care. I can go into the facility. They don't stop me, which is very important to me. And, you know, so I made that choice. But they don't want us to have the choice. And that's where it gets to be a problem. You've got people like Don Lemon from CNN going on television saying, oh, well, we don't think you should be able to go to the store, to get on a plane, to go to school, to go to work. Well, you know, do they actually think that people are going to tolerate this?
And Dan, I would and what I would question is, again, you know, when people went around for years getting flu shots, nobody asked anyone whether you did or didn't. I mean, there was an initial question and then, but you didn't run around outside of the doctor's office, number one, asking whether or not somebody did or didn't get a flu shot. And if somebody didn't get a flu shot, you weren't afraid to go grocery shopping with them. You weren't afraid to go and have dinner with them. You weren't afraid to invite them over to your house. And why would that have been the case? Because we understood that a vaccine is supposed to inoculate you against the thing you're being vaccinated for. So the logical question then is, why would there be so much fear on the side of the individual or they, not necessarily you, Dan, but they saying, well, look, if you're not vaccinated, we're afraid of you. You're a danger to society. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I regularly interact with people who I know don't have the vaccine. I don't care.
Well, makes
I got
no
the
sense.
Vaccine. You know, it's like I understand the numbers are up. I understand. I get all this, but there's a certain point where you know, we as a society have to live our lives. And the hypocrisy of the media is so infuriating to me on this, because on one hand you'll see politicians like Muriel Bowser, mayor of Washington, come out very publicly, we got to have masks, we have a mandate. Then she goes to a wedding and takes off her mask, and the big issue isn't that she did this, that she's this liberal hypocrite. The big issue is that the Washington Examiner reporter caught her, and they try to skewer her, say, well, she wasn't invited to the wedding. I don't care. She caught the politician doing something hypocritical.
Well, and again, when you look at, you know, the numbers of those that are infected as well, I can't find it right this second, but there are analysis out there that indicate that what they're telling us, again, misleading. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now that we're home more than ever, we need to feel safe. Call it a sign of the times or the world we now live in. What do you want to keep safe? The people in your life? What do you want to protect? Your possessions? The things that belong to you? The things that you've worked hard for? Wouldn't it be nice to have tested, trusted 24/7 protection? Peace of mind, real protection that's always there for you and your whole family? Well, now you can with one of our state-of-the-art home security systems. Everyone thinks their home is safe until the unexpected happens. Start protecting your home and loved ones today with the affordable Next Generation in Home Security. To keep your family and property safe, call 1-800-317-6096. Representatives are standing by to assist you. That's 1-800-317-6096. 1-800-317-6096.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. Dan Gaynor is our guest, Media Research Center. He is a CG contributor. You can find him at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Be sure and click on CG contributors and follow over to Dan Gaynor. Click on the picture and get there. Well, let's see. We have another thing that I thought was, you know, interesting that's been completely missed, and we talked about this a little bit in the green room before we came on air. But that's national security issues. There's a number. UFOs have become, you know, kind of a big deal, Dan. But the media is not doing anything to recognize some pretty serious potential national security risks. There's a thing called PHASM, P-H-A-S-M, and they are essentially holograms that have been developed by other national defense. Russia has them. I think China has them. A number of our major enemies have the ability now to do almost like what you would see in the movies and project a hologram that looks like an aircraft. And the whole purpose of it, of course, is to mess with our signal defense and our defense systems to get us looking one place while they're doing something in another. And Russia also has developed a new stealth plane that is undetectable by our technology now. This is some pretty scary stuff. Donald Trump,
and then there's the drone issue, and we saw that the problem with that expand dramatically just in the last 24 hours. We've had drone attacks now on ships, and now a piracy on ships in the the area near Iran. I'm not sure exactly was the ocean or the Gulf where exactly the latest attacks happened.
Right, right.
But how we respond? Meanwhile, Biden administration,
the old Biden,
no different.
Yeah,
is negotiating with Iran still, even though we openly declared, based on the analysis of the drone attack on a ship, that this was Iran that attacked a civilian ship. And yet we're still negotiating with them. So, this media don't cover this stuff because to cover it, one, it gives a black eye to Biden and his administration. But another, because, they want these international agreements with these horrible countries, and they generally hate Israel. So that's agreements in the Middle East. And then agreements anywhere else, they've all sold out to China. And, sold out in really dramatic and scary ways, sold out to China. We see this, with the Olympics every time.
Well, and relative to what you were talking about, there was a tanker, and the U.S., the U.K., and Israel all are blaming Iran for the attack. And there were two members aboard the tanker off of Oman that were killed. This is an article from Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, United States, United Kingdom, joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman. These are the kinds, this is news. And the purpose of what we're attempting to bring to your attention is that there is a news agency. Freedom of the Press was designed to inform us and to make the government be honest with the people about issues. And that's what real investigative reporting is supposed to be about. It's why I recommend the Epoch Times, because they're still doing real investigative reporting. That's why Dan and I do this. Newsbusters.org. Check them out. Newsbusters.org is pointing out news media's fake news and hypocrisy. Dan, thanks for being here, brother. I'll look forward to having you back next week.
You can count on it.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.